Have you ever been told you don't know what you're talking about or your cooking is not up to scratch? Everyone receives criticism from time to time. Criticism can sting in any situation, whether you believe in the truth of the critical comments or you know that the comments are completely false. Some criticism is misplaced, wrong, which is ridiculous. Irrational criticism is part and parcel of lives. We cannot live normal human lives without criticizing others and receiving criticism. And people offer criticism for different reasons. Criticism is met out for good and bad reasons. Sometimes it is handed out simply to put you down or that they're jealous of you. It may be offered due to the existence of some personal difference and preference. Or it may be that the person feels threatened by your competence, attractiveness, so they try to level the playing fields by putting you down. Or it may be that that person who's criticizing you may have a strong unmet need that is not being satisfied, and by criticizing you, they feel that, it sort of levels the planes for them. They think that they're genuinely helping you by giving you the benefit of their wisdom or experience. Sometimes it's offered for that reason. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to deal with criticism. After the Battle of Hunain, which took place after the conquest of Mecca, there were many people who reverted to Islam, and the Muslims gained significant booty after this battle. It's estimated that there were about 24,000 camels, 40,000 sheep, 4,000 pounds of silver, etc. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam distributed this booty amongst the new reverts to the deen of Islam, most of whom were the people of Mecca. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam left out some of the Ansar. And some Ansar expressed their unhappiness about the distribution of the spoils of war. And when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam heard about the displeasure, he ordered that the Ansar assemble in a tent, and then he went to address them. And he said that, "O Ansar, what is it that I hear about you, about the distribution of the booty? Are you upset that I'd given certain people from the people of Mecca more? Alam atikum dhullalan fahadakum Allah bi wa a'da'an fa'allaf Allah bayna qulubikum wa 'allatan fa'aghnakum bi." Is it not true that you worshipped idols and Allah gave you guidance through me? Is it not true that you were gripped by civil discord and Allah united you through me? Is it not true that you were poor and Allah made you rich through me? And in answer to all of this, the Ansar said, "Yes, that is the case." And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "By Allah, I would have testified to the truth if you had to answer by saying that جئتنا طريدا فآويناك وعائلا فأسقيناك وخائفا فآمناك ومغذولا فنصرناك." That you could have answered and said that you came to us in Medina rejected as an imposter and we accommodated you. You came to us helpless as a fugitive and we assisted you as outcasts and we gave you asylum, destitute, and we gave you solace. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then went on to say that, "O Ansar, why are you disturbed by the things of this world? I have sought to incline the hearts of the people of Makkah, the Quraysh, to Islam, and that is why I've given them more of the booty. أَفَلَا تَرْضَوْنَ يَا مَعْشَ الْأَنصَارِ أَيَّذْهَبَ النَّاسِ بِالدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ رِحَالِهِمْ بِالشَّاي وَالْبَعِيرِ وَتَذْهَبُوا بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ تَحُوزُونَهُ إِلَىٰ رِحَالِكُمْ." Are you not satisfied that the others should obtain the flocks and the camels while you come back to your place of residence with the Messenger of Allah? When the Ansar heard this, they began to weep. They wept like they'd never done before. And they said, "O Nabi Allah, let the others take the sheep, let the others take the camels, let the others take the cattle. All we want is the Messenger of Allah." Subhanallah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed us a beautiful example of how he dealt with criticism. If you are secure about yourself, you will not think of it as the end of the world if someone is critical of your actions. How you physically react to criticism will depend on the nature of the criticism, where you are, and who the criticism is coming from. The key is to remember that whatever the circumstances are, Don't respond in anger, as this will cause a scene and create bad feelings and possibly a bad image of you. Try to remain calm and treat the other person with respect and understanding. This will help to defuse the situation and potentially stop it from getting worse. Show that you are the stronger one and try not to rise to the bait. Do not use it as a reason to make a counter-criticism. If you challenge the other person, you may start an argument that is probably unnecessary. So being less sensitive to criticism of others and not rashly responding will make you a nicer person. It will enhance your character, which will bring you closer to the sunnah. And learning how to deal with criticism positively is one of the ways in which we can improve our interpersonal relationships with others.